Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years. He is one of the top futurists of our time and the author of a number of books that I encourage you to check out, including his book on paradigms, which changed my life. And you can find all that, wherever books are sold. You can also find him at joelbarker.com. And he's here to talk to us about some things that are being reported these days, some things that are in the news about where we're going with the future. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be back.
Good to have you back. Okay, so you've been reading some reports from some folks who say that they're claiming that Obamacare, it turns out, is actually good for business. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know what's going on, and this is classic when something new is imposed, and it was, you know, imposed. The natural thing is to complain and feel like a victim. And what John Cassidy did, he wrote just a one-page article in Fortune magazine, but what I thought was interesting was the headline is, "Why Can't the Haters See Obamacare is Good for Business?"
Mm-hmm.
And so what he points out is, first of all, that, for instance, the victims of Obamacare that have been talked about, the small business, it's 26.6 million small businesses, by the way, are exempt. So they don't have to do anything with it at all. So he said when they start talking about it, if you take a look, you got to have 50 employees or more, and this other number is doesn't even get touched by it, but they're talked about all the time like they're a victim.
Well, but he's wandered over into my territory now, Joel. And I've done the research on this, and he's wrong about that. What he reported in his article, that's wrong, because Obamacare does impact them. It may not impact them from the standpoint of 20 million of those people don't have employees. 20 million of those businesses don't have employees, approximately. Yep. They're individual contractors, as I used to be at one time.
Yep.
And as you kind of are right now.
I am.
So it does impact them because it's changed the way healthcare is available to them. Many of them had their policies canceled, and now they're going to have to buy policies, as we now have to do, that have mandates that our policy went up 25%, Joel, for no reason, but they added mandates that we don't need. So that's an example of where small businesses have not been helped. The other thing, I'll just say one more thing, and I'll let you go again. The other thing is, I polled small business owners. I've reported on other polls of small business owners on Obamacare. It's the greatest sense of uncertainty that they have is coming from what they don't know about Obamacare.
Interesting. You got to write an article or at least a letter.
I have.
Yes, have you?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yes, I have.
Well, a couple of other things, the points he makes, which is, where small companies can't or basically are too small to subsidize, at least someone who wants health care has access to it with the subsidies from the government that would give them at least a chance to afford it. And so there's, you know, how many, in Minnesota, we've added, I don't know, 40, 60,000 people who would not have ever been able to receive health care before now are on it because of those subsidies. And his point is, in a sense, the federal government is helping out that small business owner who can't afford to do that. At least his or her employees have an access point that they didn't have before.
But from a free market standpoint, Joel, what I would rather the government do is let the free markets provide the insurance, and by getting out of the way, if we didn't have Obamacare, Joel, I'm convinced, based on my polling and the reporting I do under the polling and what I know about small businesses, if we had never had Obamacare, the economy would be growing more than it is. That means we'd have more business, more sales. We can afford to buy the insurance that we need.
Here's a question for you, Jim. You know, we, in a sense, we had a free health care market before Obamacare. Obamacare. So why didn't that happen before?
Because reforms were prevented from happening. HSAs were not allowed to proliferate. HSAs, if we could have gotten HSAs proliferated in the last decade, Obamacare would never have come to life, because HSAs work. HSAs make us into healthcare customers, not healthcare patients.
And what do you think kept the HSAs from?
There were people who want single-payer universal health care, and they literally prevented HSAs from proliferating. It's interesting, and that's the fact. I won't name names. I know who they are, but it's interesting. I will tell you this: it'll be interesting to see in 3 years if Obamacare is better for America. You and I need to come back and have this conversation in 3 years.
Absolutely.
Quick break. Right back with Joe Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.